In this week's episode, have you ever thought really intentionally about feedback and the value of feedback? My production team and I have been hard at work behind the scenes, and I should be able to embrace change by now, intentionally. You're listening to Intentionality with Paul Kempf. I am back. IWPK is back. Well, almost. Let's call this episode 40.5. It's not quite a full episode. Let's call this a half episode. Episode 41 will be released next week, Wednesday, and that will be the first full episode of IWPK after the break. In episode 40, I told you I was taking an intentional break, an intentional pause from IWPK. It's been a little bit more than a month since we've last released an episode, and a hell of a lot has happened, both personally and in terms of this podcast and YouTube channel. I've used this last month, this time off, to make some intentional changes to IWPK. The first one should be fairly obvious if you're watching on YouTube. We are in a new studio. So welcome to our new studio. This is where we will be recording episodes in the future. And it's the first time that we will be using a professional recording studio for IWPK. So what else have I been up to? Mainly focusing on work. Some really exciting developments there. A quick holiday to recharge the batteries. And lots of traveling between our branches throughout South Africa. Now, while I've had some valuable time off from creating new podcasts, lining up guests for interviews, and releasing episodes, my production team and I have still been hard at work behind the scenes, creating spectacular new content from our previous IWPK episodes. We have been shooting trailers, intros, outros, and voiceovers. All kinds of content that I am exceptionally excited about, because I believe this will lift the quality of future episodes we release significantly. And it will take the impact of IWPK to the next level. We have changed the IWPK website, creating our very first blog. And while you're on the website, go and sign up for our newsletter, which we will start releasing and sending out to our loyal followers and subscribers soon. So a lot to go and check out at www.intentionalitywithpaulkempf.co.za. Something I'm particularly proud of on the website is our list of recommendations, those tips of the week that I give in every single episode. We've listed them on the website. So if you are looking for a book, a movie, a podcast, or any other interesting and inspiring recommendations that we've done over the last 40 episodes, please go and have a look at the website. I've also had the privilege of being a guest for an interview on another podcast with my good friend, Francois Devet. On his podcast, Solving the People Puzzle, we did an episode entitled From Inspiration to Action, where I discussed with Francois the interesting challenge of motivating people in the workplace. Well worth a listen. And then finally, we've lined up some great guests for future episodes of IWPK. This does, of course, put a lot of pressure on me to create some really great intentional content. But I'm up for the challenge and look forward to sharing many more ideas and insights with all of you that will hopefully inspire you to be more intentional and to help you on your journey to living a more intentional life. I'm also really curious to hear from you about what you think of the new studio, the new format, the changes that we've made to IWPK. So please engage with us. Please leave a comment, send an email, or leave a message on social media so that we can get your feedback. And speaking of feedback, have you ever thought really intentionally about feedback and the value of feedback, any type of feedback, both positive and negative? You see, positive feedback allows you to know what it is that you are doing right, what works, what should be repeated. That's obvious. But positive feedback has an additional benefit in that it's sometimes the exact encouragement you need at exactly the right time to know that you are making a difference and that you are making an impact in the lives of people, giving you the energy and meaning needed to continue when sometimes you feel like giving up. Negative feedback on the other end, or criticism, if done correctly, and I've spoken about this before in one of the episodes where I spoke about how to criticize correctly. But negative feedback can be equally valuable in helping you get a different perspective on the things you might be doing wrong in your life. That's a valuable lesson that I learned again very recently. But negative feedback goes much further than this. Negative feedback can also help you identify blind spots in the way you do things. Again, something I've mentioned in previous episodes, but maybe a good topic for a full episode of IWPK in the future. Production team, please take note. One last thing about these intentional changes to IWPK. I'm going to miss the famous blue couch, but hopefully the new format, the new studio, the new content will prove to be as popular as the famous blue couch. And I should be able to embrace change by now, intentionally. After all, I've spoken about it many times before. Remember, if you fight change, it limits the amount you can grow. I don't have a recommendation for this week's episode because it is half an episode, but maybe the recommendation can be to just go and listen to that podcast that I told you about earlier that I appeared on, Solving the People Puzzle, especially that episode From Action to Inspiration. Enough for this half episode. Let me leave you with these final thoughts. What a missed opportunity at the end of episode 40. I cannot believe at the end of my last episode, I did not, in my best Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, say, "I'll be back." I think by now most listeners and viewers know I love movies, and especially movie quotes. I use them often in the podcast and in my life, and I love the impact of a good movie quote at the right time. I will need to be more intentional in the future to not miss any more such opportunities. So, in the spirit of less missed opportunities, one of my favorite movie quotes, which were actually the first words ever spoken on film, comes from a 1927 movie, The Jazz Singer. And I feel these words are very appropriate to end off this episode of IWPK. You ain't heard nothing yet, folks. Thanks for joining us on Intentionality with Paul Kempf. Make sure to follow and review the podcast so that we can continue bringing you more inspiration and practical tips on living a more intentional life.